From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Turkish riot police stormed Istanbul's Gezi Park Saturday. NPR's Rima Marouche reports that the attack came hours after Turkish Prime Minister Recep Erdogan gave protesters a deadline to evacuate the park.
It was a large-scale operation. Hundreds of police officers moved into the park, tearing down tents and banners and evicting people with tear gas and water cannons. Erdogan threatened earlier that if the protesters did not leave by Sunday, security forces would intervene. But police did not wait, catching protesters by surprise. What started as a small movement to save a park in downtown Istanbul from development has grown into a weeks-long anti-government protest in dozens of Turkish cities. It's not the first time security forces have cleared the park, but they have yet to find a way to keep demonstrators from returning. Rima Marouche, NPR News, Istanbul.
United Nations aid is arriving in northern Myanmar for the first time since the civil conflict broke out in the region 2 years ago. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the town of Maijiyang, where some of the nearly 100,000 people are staying in refugee camps.
A 10-truck convoy arrived here to deliver food, hygiene kits, and water purification tablets on behalf of UNICEF and other UN agencies. Maijiyang sits on the border with southwest China. Many of the refugees have been staying in blue plastic tents here since the fighting between Burmese troops and the Kachin Independence Army broke out in June of 2011. Last month, the two sides signed a preliminary agreement, but the refugees will stay here until a formal ceasefire is signed and their homes have been cleared of landmines planted by both sides in the conflict. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Maijiyang, Myanmar.
North Korea's top government body is proposing high-level nuclear and security talks with the United States just days after a planned meeting with rival South Korea collapsed. Outside analysts say it fits the pattern of North Korea expressing interest in talks after raising tension with provocative behavior in order to win outside concessions. Nelson Mandela's grandson says the former South African president's health has improved after over a week in a hospital. The 94-year-old is being treated for a lung infection. Fire officials say crews have gained the upper hand on a wildfire burning in the Black Forest area north of Colorado Springs. El Paso County Sheriff Terry McKetta said that in some areas of the blaze's path, it appeared as if a nuclear bomb went off. But he says at least no more homes went up in flames on Saturday.
The good news is we didn't lose any more land and we did not lose any more structures.
Containment of the Black Forest fire is now at 55%, up from 45% earlier Saturday. Nearly 500 homes have been destroyed and two people have died. This is NPR News. The family of an elderly Minneapolis man is disputing a report that he commanded a Nazi-led unit that committed war crimes during World War II. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, the allegations about the 94-year-old came to light in an Associated Press story published Friday.
The AP says Michael Karkotz was a commander of the Ukrainian Self-Defense Legion. While there are no documents linking him to specific war crimes, the report says the unit was known to have massacred civilians under direction of the SS. The story says Karkotz moved to the U.S. in 1949 after lying to immigration officials about his past, but in a statement, his son Andrei Karkotz calls the story defamatory.
It's allegation, hearsay, implication, association, or conjecture, and notably lacking in proof or evidence.
The Simon Wiesenthal Center and other Jewish groups are asking the U.S. Justice Department to investigate. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
The chairman of the Republican National Committee is urging religious conservatives to support the GOP's plans to expand. Reince Priebus, speaking Saturday at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference in Washington, called for more GOP activism.
Every day, permanent ground operation, never stopping, never quitting, always on the ground, community events, church festivals, swearing-in ceremonies, all of the above.
Priebus also called for significant changes to the Republican presidential nominating process, with fewer debates and a shorter primary season, as well as moving the GOP convention from June to August. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.